And this is, some of the bibs should probably heed this advice. Just because somebody asks you doesn't mean you need to address it on your stories.
Right. Which is funny because I was just going to say, whenever bibs get in trouble, or not in trouble, whenever people are like, oh, of course you're sharing all the good stuff. Yeah, like that's like how that works. Of course I'm going to share the ones that make me look great. This is my page.
Right. Why would I want to share one where somebody's like, you're a fugly bitch? Oh, okay, cool.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me. But you don't, but you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy. What a joke, what a joke. Looks can be deceiving. Could let you see the real me.
Well,
this is weird.
It's very weird. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
Wendy and I are recording remotely from our own homes, if you couldn't tell.
And yeah, we wanted to see what it would be like. And so far, it's a 0 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm like recording in my guest room. My power just flashed because it's about to storm. So, you know, we're off to a good start.
Yeah, things are going really great, actually. And also, I've got these little dingle dongles in. Like, who even wears these anymore?
I don't know. And you have a lovely view of me. This is, like, my best angle. I'm actually going to screen. Oh, nope, I can't because that's my palm. I can't even do this shit. I'm going to screenshot. Oh, love that for us.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do our best.
We are. We're here. We're trying.
Sometimes that's just what you get.
Yeah. I mean, Wendy's house is a little chaotic. If you're new, our studio's in Wendy's house.
But it's not even if you're new. The past, I would say, 3 episodes, the past 3 weeks has been nuts over here. Like, literally, it's been really crazy. So next week, we should be back to normal. Everything should be A-okay, provided no fires happen. You never know. We're having our floors replaced, y'all. And Spencer and I were talking before the show about how people DIY this, which absolutely never, ever would
imagine
DIY this. No. And I didn't know that you had to, like, move out of your house. Like, I thought what I was told was that they start on the room, the furniture's on one side, they do that other side, and they move the furniture to the other side, and then they do the other side. So that's how some people get theirs done. And then today, I thought I packed everything up accordingly, and they were like, you have to, like, literally move all of this out. And they also didn't tell me, Home Depot didn't tell me that you have to have someone come out and disconnect your propane. And when I called them...
Wait, why?
I don't know. I guess because, well, it's a liability thing for the installers. I guess if they do it and something happens and if there's a leak, then you can be like, well, they didn't hook it up right.
But what does the propane have to do with your floors?
The stove has to be moved.
Oh,
so they have to, yeah.
That makes sense.
So, of course, I was like, they didn't tell me that. So when I called this morning at 7:30 when they showed up, they were like, well, the earliest we have is Thursday. I'm like, I will be damned if I waited 3 months for me to tell him to come back. That ain't happening.
Right.
So they escalated it to their manager, and they were like, we'll call you back within an hour. Tell me why. 12 hours later, you think they'd call me back? No. So if we blow up tonight, or if there's a gas leak, it's Mike's fault.
Wait, so did Mike end up undoing it? Oh, my God.
He called his stepdad to ask him. And I mean, what? It can't be that hard. You turn a valve and unplug it, right?
Sure.
So my swipe up this week will be a carbon monoxide detector.
Listen, I'm just lucky if I know how to, like, turn off the valve to the toilet if it starts overflowing.
Oh my God. Well, that's the other thing. We're doing our bathroom next. He's like, are you doing that? I'm like, no, just do the floors. But anyway, next week. Hey, next week we're going to have a new studio. We need to get us a cute little rug for in here for the acoustics. And then we'll be back to normal.
I was going
to
say, we might need a couple rugs. Stack them up. Yeah. Otherwise,
well,
we're going to have
I've tried the
Echo Central.
The Ruggables. So I didn't realize my measurements were just teensy off, so they're huge. I bought like the two biggest sizes. So Fisher's room and my living room, the rugs are a very good size. I don't think there will be any echoing.
I was going to say Fisher's takes up basically his whole floor.
He has carpet still. But they have a pink palm one.
That would be cute.
And it would match so good in here. And people swore by Ruggables. I asked y'all and y'all are like, yeah, Ruggables.
Ruggables is the machine washable ones, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So if you have dogs, then, you know, so maybe Ruggable will be a sponsor of the show.
And there we go. We should.
I know y'all love when we do that.
We should email up. Okay. Well, we like sometimes we have like no topics and sometimes we have a ton. And this week we have a ton.
We do have a time.
So we can just jump right in. First of all, there is a little bit of TikTok drama. I know some of you guys love the drama and you want to, you know, rabbit hole to go down. So there is an account called Diary of an Honest Mom. And actually, I am not a mom, but even I find her content refreshing because I watch my friends with their kids and I know how tiring it is and how frustrating it is. And, you know, my girlfriends that are moms, you know, will go through these phases of feeling like they're so inadequate and they're not doing it right. And she just gives like a really honest look inside motherhood and like, you know, you all feel this way. We all feel this way. You're not alone. You're not failing as a mom. Yes, it's fucking hard. All that stuff.
So what does she do? She just goes on and she's just showing you like.
She makes like, it's, but like with humor.
Okay.
So So she has almost a million followers.
She's small.
Yeah, she's tiny. Just a blip. Nobody's heard of her.
A micro TikToker.
Yeah. I think before all of this drama happened, she had less. I want to say even when I looked earlier this week, I think she had at least a couple hundred thousand less than what she has now. So she's had a shitload of growth because of this.
Yeah.
Long story short, she made a video and there's another creator on TikTok who basically was ripping off her entire all of her content.
Stop.
She was taking videos that she was making and recreating them like word for word, not even using Diary of an Honest Mom's sound. Like she would make a whole new sound of her own, like copying.
But the same thing?
But
not
just like a similar idea, concept, the exact same thing. And not just one video, many videos. And she also made her handle Honest Mom Anna.
Shut up.
Yes. So people.
That is so ballsy.
And when I tell you, people went hard for Diary of an Honest Mom and were like making stitches and videos and saying like, this is not okay. Like, this is really fucked up. They were spamming her comments like, you need to change your name and cut it out.
Good.
Like, we all know we're all on to you. And what prompted Diary of an Honest Mom, I wish I knew her first name, but what prompted her to make her initial video was that the other girl's video actually came up like on her For You page because it got like four times the amount of views that her video got. That the first one that she did. And she was like, she was like, I'm not even mad about that. But it's just the fact that you're not even going to credit me. You're literally taking my ideas verbatim and making them your own without crediting me at all. Like there's room for everybody, but like not if you're going to do this.
Yeah.
So, and then the girl, the Honest Mom Anna was like refusing to acknowledge comments, refusing to change her name. Definitely like she knew what was going on, but she wasn't going to cop to it. So right before we started recording, I went to get a screenshot of her account just for my own notes. And it looks like she did finally change her name. So,
good.
Yeah. So she changed it to The Modern Mom Anna. So, yeah, we'll see. But the TikTok sleuths have been going back and forth and seeing all these comparisons in their videos. And yeah, it's pretty blatant. It's pretty bad.
It's so hard too. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's so hard to like give credit in the right way. Like, at what point do you stop giving credit? Or like when bloggers see something or when TikTokers see something and you do it once, it's like, okay, I'm doing it, and you give credit. Or like a product, for example, like, oh, I saw this on so-and-so's story. How many times do you give credit, like, you know, years or months on the road?
Yeah.
If you frequently use it, but like, this is like legit ripping her off when you're making your own sound. It doesn't even have her stamp of like her name on it.
Totally. Like that's
so brave.
Like, TikTok is all about trends, right? And now we're seeing it more with Instagram Reels too, where you're seeing 50 people do the exact same video. It's a trend. It's a thing. Like, no, not everybody's going to credit the original person. Most of the time you don't even know who the original person is. So like, that's one thing, but it's another when it's you're making
the same sound.
Right. You're taking her video. You made your handle almost the exact same handle as hers, and you're recreating all of her videos. I'm like, girl.
No, bad. I don't like that.
But
sit down.
If you are looking for a rabbit hole of drama to go down, that's it. Hashtag mom talk. Mom talk drama.
It's always the mom talk, right?
Always the mom talk.
Which is funny because I also have some stealing content stuff. And Lauren Powell, who we've talked about her before, she is like the seltzer expert, the seltzbert.
Yes,
and she's actually a North Carolina girlie. She went to UNC. She lives in LA now with her husband. But she had the same thing happen where a guy. So what she does is she tries all the different seltzers. She does a breathalyzer and she takes it. And she just does really creative videos with all the seltzers. So she has a brand now of like merch, and they all send her stuff. She tries them. She rates them. She did like a blind taste test. Just everything creative with seltzer, which is genius.
It's her thing.
It's her thing.
And she does it in a way that's like entertaining.
She's funny.
It's not,
No, she's funny. Well, she had posted the other day on stories that it's really frustrating because someone bigger, she didn't give me the name, but she said that someone bigger than her is ripping off her breathalyzer stuff and like doing all of that without giving her credit. And she said that he messaged her and was like, oh, I thought it was just a trend. I didn't know that was like your thing. Yes, you freaking did. Yes, you did. So I messaged her about it.
Even if he didn't, sorry to interrupt, but even if he didn't, all it takes is to go back to your stories and been like, guys, I thought this was a trend. Like this girl, Lauren, like you should check out, like that's all it takes. Just 5 seconds to go and go back and acknowledge that the idea came from somebody.
Right. But, you know, that stems from him being insecure that people are going to find her more funny or better quality, whatever. And he's not going to do that. But like I said, she didn't give me his name, which I don't blame her. I mean, why would we give any more credit to him? You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. It's like you just said, it's so frustrating because people do all this work and it's hard to be creative in this space already. And it's really hard to have like your thing continue to grow and go without someone ripping it off. So the bare minimum, freaking give credit, give a tag, tell where you saw it. It's okay. Especially when people make theirs funnier, like it can have your spin on it, but like give credit.
Mm-hmm.
We're over y'all.
Over it. All right. So speaking of trends, I want to get your opinion on a couple things. This is just like a mommy filled episode. Mm-hmm. So there's another trend that's going on that's a little controversial, and I'm curious your thoughts. So there is this trend of parents who will approach their young kids and say like, oh, there's a woman outside who wants to fight mommy. I need you to come fight. You know, she's got a little.
Get your shoes and let's go.
She's got a little boy around your age. I need you to get your shoes. We got to go fight. I need you to fight for mommy. And like trying to convince their kids to go get into a physical fight with another kid.
Yeah.
Naturally, some people think it's funny because it's all in good humor. And then other people are pissed off saying like, this isn't what we should be teaching our kids.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, like from a mom standpoint, your thoughts.
So it's so funny that you put this on here. I haven't watched all those yet, but I saw a couple because my friend Jamie sent me one a week ago or so and was like, you have to get Fisher to do this. Like, that would be so funny. And honest to God, my first reaction was like, oh my God, we're going to do that. It's hilarious. But when I got to thinking about it, and once I started seeing how people were like, that's really like terrible that you're teaching your kid, I was like, they're actually right. It is terrible to teach your kid that. And my kid's already about it. Like, my kid's wild. So the last thing, the last thing I need for him to be doing is thinking that it's okay to do that. And so I see both sides of it. And I feel like my humor with him, like, there are definitely things that I find funny that I'm like, oh my gosh, I know that that would not go over well.
Yeah.
But that is something I think that I'm very careful about what I teach Fisher, because he's the type of kid, and everyone's kid is so different, but he's the type of kid that, like, once he learns something, it's hard to break him of it. And that's where I'm like, eh, it probably wouldn't be good for him, you know? And I get where people are like, why are you teaching a kid to fight? I'm like, sure. Touché.
I feel, yeah. I mean, are they funny? Yeah, I do think they're funny.
Yeah,
but it's funny. I think it's, and really, I mean, it makes sense what you're saying about Fisher. I think it's one thing when it's a kid that's old enough to understand the concept of a joke fully,
right,
and can know, like, okay, I'm just kidding. But I feel like at that age, the age where the trend is really happening, like the three,
like the three, fours,
mm-hmm, totally. It's like, I think they still have a hard time deciphering,
yeah,
like jokes from not jokes, and knowing that, like, okay, I'm joking about the fighting now because that means we don't ever fight, versus we just aren't fighting right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Their brains aren't mature enough to decipher like a joke and it being a trend on TikTok versus like actual real life stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one a couple years ago? It was so funny. Katie Starks did it and it was hilarious. But they put poop on their poop chocolate, and they,
yes,
that is funny.
Yeah.
And I want to do that to Fisher. Now that we're talking about it, maybe perhaps I bring can bring back that back to trending. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to do that one. But like, that's funny because A, I know that Fisher would be like, ew, gross. And he would never do that.
Yeah.
The fighting thing. I'm like, oh, I don't know. He'd probably, and it's hard.
I mean, that's the poop one's harmless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Unless you get pink eye, and then it's like a whole thing.
Well, it's harmless unless it's real shit.
Right. If it's actual doo-doo. Hey, look, we couldn't go a whole episode. Dang it.
One day. And you know what? No, not one day. I don't care. I love poop talk. Oh my gosh. Elaine is calling me now. If you're like me, you're always looking to make sustainable swaps throughout your home. Maybe something that's not wrapped in plastic, doesn't use any harmful chemicals, and hopefully doesn't involve chopping down any trees. Although, I am a good chopper. Did you see the comments on my cooking reel?
No.
People were very impressed with my chopping skills. I said, thanks. But I am, in fact, not chopping down any trees, just cucumbers. Luckily, it seems like there are more and more alternatives every day that I love to use at home and can help keep our earth beautiful at the same time. My new favorite sustainable swap is Real Paper. Real makes a sustainable toilet paper that uses fast-growing bamboo and is always shipped in plastic-free packaging, even down to the tape on the box. The great thing about bamboo, which is really cool and I didn't know, is that it's actually a grass. So just like your lawn, it can be cut and regenerated without harming the plant or the soil. So they're able to harvest the same plant over and over instead of cutting down trees.
Yes. And it's certainly preferable over the usual plastic wrap TP that comes from our old growth forest. The conventional stuff contributes to deforestation and habitat loss, and for something that we all use once to flush down the toilet. We literally flush it down the toilet, hopefully.
Yeah. And the packaging is really like,
it's nice. It's sleek.
It's very like aesthetic. And
it is.
Yeah. I'm into it.
I like that it's individually wrapped too, because if you have guests come over, you can stick like a little thing on the bathroom and, yes, like have a cute little setup, little toothbrush and the TP, all the things.
Yeah. It's very cute. It's a perfect guest bath additive.
It is. Real Paper is available in easy, hassle-free subscriptions or for one-time purchases on their website. All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with free shipping and 100% recyclable, plastic-free packaging. If you head to realpaper.com/swipingup and sign up for the subscription using code SWIPINGUP at checkout, you'll automatically get 30% off your first order and free shipping. That's reelpaper.com/swipingup or enter promo code swiping up to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. So let's stop flushing our forests and give Reels treat. So let's stop flushing our forest and give Reels tree free paper a try. Zero trees, zero plastics, zero compromises with Reel.
Okay, so then the next mommy topic, and I think this is my last mommy-related topic I've got on here. Ironic, it's coming from the one that's not a mother. Okay, have you heard of Ren Eleanor?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Ren Eleanor is a mom that runs an account for her daughter. Ren is her daughter. She looks like she's probably three, maybe four. She looks young. Like, I feel like Fisher looks a little older than her. I'm not really 100% sure how old she is, but she's in there. And she has 17.3 million followers on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
What are her videos?
It's just her being a little girl. It's like nothing. Yeah. The problem is, some of her videos, like there's a video of her, I think she was eating like a banana or something. She was eating something. Mm-hmm. It was saved over 300,000 times. Who do we think is saving that?
Right.
Predators.
Okay, but hold on. Back it up. If she's eating a banana versus some Cheerios, that's very different. So like, what is she eating exactly?
It is not Cheerios. It is something, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was phallic.
Okay. Yeah.
Something that could be misconstrued as
shouldn't
be.
So yeah,
So she's getting a lot. So obviously there's a lot of mommy eyes on this account that are like, this is not okay.
Right.
Like you're great. You've got seven, and it's a very young mom from the looks of it. I don't know the whole backstory there.
What's her handle? I'm gonna look it up after.
So Ren is spelled Ren.Eleanor. That's her handle.
Okay.
And anyways, we've talked about this before on the show about the kind of whether or not it's safe or smart or whatever to share your children online, but this is like, it's her videos all have thousands and thousands of saves, and you can tell like where there's ones where she's dressed, and she dresses her up in, I'm not going to use the word sexy, but outfits that are probably too mature for a child, for a baby her age, and those will get saved a crazy number of times. And obviously it's one thing if you're sent, like, to see the sends on the video, you know, you're sending it to your friends or whatever. I don't know. It makes me sick to my stomach to look.
Because, you know, like you said, you can tell, like, if it's her being a cute little girl and being like, I love you, mommy, versus like her eating a banana or wearing something scandalous or whatever. Right.
And comments, there's like grown men that comment like, she's so mature for her age and shit like that.
She's three.
Right. Yeah.
She doesn't even know how to spell her name. I'm going to need you to pipe it down, Bill.
Yeah. The comments are not it. And it's like, okay, we can have people get their accounts removed for all kinds of stupid shit.
Right.
But we're not going to have some sort of censorship on accounts that feature children and have obvious predators lurking in the comments and stuff. Like, I don't.
You can't even have your kid, like, you can't even show their bare booty. You can't even have them in a diaper with a shirt off.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
But that's, I know you share, like, we've talked about it before. Like, you share Fisher.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you overshare him. But like, when you hear things like that, like, does it make you second guess sharing him? Are you comfortable sharing him? Like, what's your
I don't know. I feel feeling? Like, and I have thought about this, because at first, when we first started our podcast, I never shared him ever.
Yeah,
because you didn't. I was like paranoid about it. But then
as backwards as it is, the bigger we grew or the bigger my account grew, the more I shared him, because the more people are like, oh my God, he's so funny. And he has a personality.
But and he is funny. Time, he has all those things. He's entertaining.
He is. But at the same time, like, I think it might be a little bit different because he's a boy and I don't True. Ever share him. Like, he's not a little girl in a bikini, cute little outfit. And as crazy as that sounds, that is the world that we live in. That is the craziness. And I'm not saying that little boys can't be victims of predators or anything, but I just think it's less likely to do it. I mean, most of the time when I'm sharing Fisher, he's like literally fishing or he's just being silly and playing, you know. Yeah. It doesn't make me paranoid from that perspective. But at the same time, like, I don't, like, I try not to share a ton of stuff real time, you know, because why, like, that I think is more scary to me. Like, when we're ever out somewhere, I wait, I'll take pictures, but I'll post after the fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that scares me more than anything is like the real time stuff, because you just don't ever know.
Well, and I think that is like, that's something that a lot of people as viewers or followers don't think about. They want people to share and overshare, mm-hmm. and like open up their lives, you know, every aspect of their lives.
Yeah.
But there are then scary things like that happen, or like the people yeah. that share like so much of the exterior of their homes and things like that.
Right.
Like, that's scary. And especially what you put on the internet lives on forever, right?
Forever.
So it's like, yes. okay, you start off and you have a small little account and you share the outside of your home and blah, blah, blah. Great. Well, one day you're not going to be a small account maybe. And then mm-hmm. you have these pictures of your home, like your sanctuary floating around for, and I know like houses are a little bit different because it's public information. Like you can find it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just like, it weirds me out.
But just make it harder for people. I'm
right.
Not even
don't
kidding.
Serve it up on a silver platter.
Right. I get a lot. I don't get a lot. I have gotten many messages, I would say, asking for someone to see a house tour, especially now that I've been sharing like the projects we've done. And I'm like, oh yeah. But honestly, I don't want to share my full layout of my house. And also, there ain't nothing to see here, y'all. Trust me. It's just, it ain't nothing. But, like, it is scary when you start thinking about that aspect of it. That being said, you better believe we got cameras here. We got a camera in Fisher's room. And I'm not talking about no baby monitor. I got a camera.
Yeah.
So I can watch it back, you know, and see if any spooky stuff is happening. But, like... But yes, it does make you second guess everything. Now, if I have like Mike with me and we're out to dinner or something, I'll post because, you know, he's the protector or, you know, that. But I don't know. I agree with you. People get share happy and then they don't think about like if someone came and took my kid. Oh, I can't even think about that. Like, oh, God. And you wonder, like, who is watching your account? It is really crazy when you yeah. think about where we are at as a society and putting everything on the internet.
Everything.
Like everything. That is terrifying. Like, my dad would be rolling over right now because I got in trouble on AOL for giving somebody in Australia who probably didn't really live in Australia my address, and he mailed me a letter. My dad was so mad at me. He's like, you don't know who this is. This has probably not been in Australia. That's age, sex, and location 16. Like, absolutely yeah. not. But now we share everything.
Everything. Yes. So I used to do the same shit. Like yeah. chat rooms on AOL.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then.
But don't act like I didn't say I used to live in Sydney. I was like, Sydney. Are you kidding me? Let's put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Sydney.
I swear on my life, I used to tell you I lived in Sydney. Why? I don't know.
I was always 21. ASL. I was like 21 female New York. but no, one time, actually, speaking of a letter, so one time I had this friend Natasha in school.
Okay.
And she ran with some bad kids.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she asked me one day, her boyfriend was in jail and she wanted to get letters from him, but she lived with her grandma, and her grandma, they weren't supposed to be communicating. Duh,
oh, Lord.
Because you're in high school and he's in jail.
Right. He's in a correctional facility. Right.
So she's like, can I give him your address so he can send my letters there? And yeah. my dumbass is like, yeah, absolutely. You bet. So my parents start getting letters from the, you know, Grand Rapids
correctional. Yeah.
Correctional facility. And they're like, who the fuck is sending you letters? And I was like, oh, they're not for me. They're for my friend Natasha. When I tell you, I thought my dad's head was going to blow right off his shoulders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, but this fucker's in jail. You don't know what he's in jail for. Now he's got our home address.
But hey, that's probably the best person for you to have it because he's not going anywhere.
Right. He's not out of jail. He's behind bars.
He's literally locked up, Dad. So it's fine.
And I'm doing him a solid. Like, I'm doing him a favor.
Just because he's in jail doesn't mean he didn't turn over a new leaf. I mean, come on, Dad.
It could have been a petty crime. We don't know what it was.
We don't know. We don't have all the details. Let us figure it out in the next letter. Did you ever open the letters and, like, pre-screen them?
No, he ripped them up and threw them away. So Natasha didn't
Natasha
even get the
never
letters.
Got them?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. And I told her, I said, Natasha, you got to tell him he can't send any more letters to my house. Sorry.
This girl was talking on the phone with him and she couldn't have it. Oh my God. I have so many questions. Let's chat one day about this. All right. So I added the new Anon question box to our list of topics. But as we know, Spencer is a fan of them.
I am a fan.
You love them. Yeah. Well,
but you know what? I haven't really gotten any assholes. Which makes me feel better. I was fully prepared when I put the question box up that I would get people slide in and saying some rude ass shit. Yeah. And like, there's been a few questions here or there, like just don't ask me about certain people in my past. I ain't going to answer. Don't ask about the same old questions. You know, what happened with Amber and Dana? I don't know and I don't care. So no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer that. Well, but those are the worst ones. Otherwise, they were pretty good and they're kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I was going to ask you is like, when I first saw it, I had seen a couple girls sharing and it seemed like everybody's were like pretty easygoing questions. And obviously, you can pick and choose what you're sharing. But I feel like it gives people a way to be a dickhead. Am I allowed to say that on here? A dickhead?
Of course you are.
Oh, I don't know why. I can guess that. This freaking society that we live in. But it gives people a chance to just be so mean and malicious. What did we try to use new words?
Do you catch that from mosquitoes?
You do. It's malaria and salacious and malicious. And it's all
sounds brutal.
You don't want it. I think you need a shot to cure it. I'm not sure. But I mean, it seems like it would give people just that out to do that. But that being said, I guess you can pay to see who sent it, right?
No, you can't actually.
Oh,
so,
okay. What is a MLM scheme?
So you can pay $10 a week and that it will give
a week.
A week. Yeah. So you can pay $10 a week and it gives you the location and the type of phone that the person. Yeah. But that's all the info.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and sum it up for you. It's going to be either an Android or an iPhone. And if it's not, it's damn grandma in Nebraska.
A rotary.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah, that's.
So it doesn't even give you. Okay. Well, then why would anyone pay $10 a week for that?
I think it's probably they like a one and done. People probably pay thinking they're going to get something better and that's all they get.
A Ponzi scheme.
Somebody messaged me and said that they paid it and that's all it gave them. So.
Stop.
Anyways, but I had first seen the question box on a girl, long story short, I'm sure she doesn't listen to this. Somebody I know, she is now married to what used to be one of her best friend's husbands. So her friend and her husband were married.
Good friends.
and now they're married. And naturally, when they got together, she pretty much lost her entire friend group. And and they were long-term friends. So people were messaging her. She did this anonymous box, which you got those kinds of skeletons in your closet. You got balls of steel if you're going to do an anonymous question box.
People
did. She got a lot of questions. And you know what? To her credit, she addressed them. And she was like very forthcoming. She was like, yeah, it was fucking hard. Do I regret it? No. Are there a lot of rumors and misconceptions about when our relationship started? Absolutely. But people are going to think what they're going to want to think. And like, that's it. But she had people that were like, don't you feel guilty? Like, do you hate yourself for like hurting your friend? And that, you know, just like, like, okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So you do open yourself up to that kind of scrutiny, but I don't know. I'm into it.
I haven't done one yet on my story, but we did our swiping up one, which was cool. And we got a lot of the same ones over and over.
Which, like, that, why?
I know, y'all.
The same questions that people put in our regular question box.
Right. Y'all like, are just doing them anonymous.
Right. You obviously don't care about it being anonymous.
Right. But I don't know. I mean, they are, question boxes are fun to me. Y'all know I love a question box. I've said it a million times. I love a question box. But I figured with the anonymous thing, I was like, dang, that's just going to give people, like you said, you have to have kind of somewhat a thick skin and know that you're possibly going to read something that people are going to be like, just saying whatever they want because it's kind of behind the screen and no repercussion. But
yeah, because it's just like a regular question box. You can cherry pick which ones you share just because somebody asks. And this is, some of the bibs should probably heed this advice. Just because somebody asks you doesn't mean you need to address it on your stories.
Right. Which is funny because I was just going to say, whenever bibs get in trouble, or not in trouble, whenever people are like, oh, of course you're sharing all the good stuff. Yeah, like that's like how that works. Of course I'm going to share the ones that make me look great. This is my page.
Right. Why would I want to share one where somebody's like, you're a fugly bitch? Oh, okay, cool.
Exactly. It's like, Maggie, don't start. Don't start. Maggie.
This bitch.
Fisher, I'm literally recording. He's really confused. He thinks you're coming here.
Oh.
She's on the phone.
Oh, no, he's coming. Is he going to come see me?
He wants to say hey, and he's going to bed.
Hi, Fisher.
We're recording. You've been on every episode for the past 4 weeks.
Literally. We have a third co-host again.
We sugared. Love you. Good night. Shut the door, okay? Yeah, he's our third co-host. I guess we just need to start incorporating him into the show. But, I guess so. You know.
Add him to the payroll.
No, they are fun, and I'll take some advice from you. I'm just going to put it up. Just expect the worst and get the best.
Yeah, listen, what the hell? I mean, at this point, if somebody's got something bad to say about me,
we've heard it all.
It's fine.
At this point, we've heard it all. Right? I mean,
right.
That's how that works.
You might hurt my feelings, but it's fine.
Listen, we get our feelings hurt every now and again. For the most part, we're good.
I hurt my own feelings probably more than anybody else could hurt my feelings. So,
right. Same. Whatever. Who cares?
It's fine. Point. But I do think it's fun. I think it's probably going to be something that we see all over, and then people are going to forget about it.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's going to get overused. I'm so guilty of that. Something new comes out. I'm like, oh, got to do it. And then I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. But are you reading right now? I see your reading face.
Oh, I was reading. Like, you like that double chin, baby?
I love your reading face. Thank you.
It's very serious.
It is. Do you want the next topic or do you want me to take the next? No, my next topic.
You go right ahead.
Me. Okay, so incel. Okay, so the incel, the Amazon Prime Day, Target, man, they really hit us with a quadruple, like home run with all the sales going on.
They sure did.
On his bed. Sorry, I was telling him where Monkey and Raffy was. So in the Nordstrom sale, their commissions, they had a mistake. Did you see that? Did you get that notification?
Yes, I did. Well, so I saw
it was inflated.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw glimpses. So normally they do what, like a 7% commission for the end sale. And then they announced that they were going to, it was only going to be like 3.5% this year.
Yeah. And I think some stuff was like 2%. There was like 3.5%. They were like, it was much lower than normal. But we all got the notification that all the commissions were inflated. I think it was like on 7/6 or something. And it was a technical issue. Like, can you imagine? Like, if you had a huge, that is a lot of money when it comes to.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because when companies make mistakes like that, so say you bought something, usually they have to honor that. Like, that price is that price, mm-hmm. you know, and that's your commission check. So, like, and I don't know. I mean, for a lot of girls, this is their job and that is their commission check, just like it would be at a corporate place. Like, I don't know. I feel like they should have to honor that price. Nordstrom is not broke. Let's be honest. They can afford it.
Yeah. First of all, the cut to the commission from 7 to 3.5 is humongous.
That's a big change.
And then, yeah, like it was your fuck up. Why should other people pay the price right. for your mistake? If I make a mistake at work, you better believe
that's on
other,
you.
Right. It's on me. Other people aren't going to suffer the consequences of my mistake.
Right.
I'm going right. to right my wrong. Blank.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's wild.
I mean, if you get something mispriced at like Walmart or Target, they honor that price. Walmart usually, mostly. Target might be a little stickler, but yeah, you just honor the price. But anyway, I thought that was interesting that the year that they like lower it drastically, then they're like, oh, nope, oops, sorry.
Just
sorry.
Kidding.
Great. Love it. Did you get anything for the in? Did you shop the in sale?
I sure didn't.
You didn't.
I was going to look at some of the beauty stuff. And then honestly, nah.
You didn't.
No. Because there's, you know what? I didn't need anything.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. Yeah. Like, I didn't need anything. I was more into Prime Day and the Target days. So, and even, even then I bought stuff Prime Day, but I didn't even really shop the Target.
Yeah.
Target stuff. Not the way I thought I would anyway.
Yeah. No, I shopped all the sales, but I bought, like I tried to really water down what I got, but there were some pretty good sales on the in sale stuff. But I feel like every year it's the same type of stuff. It's the it booty. It's the it cardigan. It's the it jacket. It's the it, you know, it's just a newer version of it. And I didn't even look. If I already bought something from a past year, like the Vince Camuto booties, they always like just change them just enough to where it's like, oh, your stuff is zipper on the back. Mm, 2 years ago. Yep, they are.
Yeah, who cares?
Like those are the ones that I have. So like that kind of stuff I didn't even look at. But I saw some like, I got some cute stuff. And I got the Charlotte Tilbury Hourglass. What is the priming, the flawless?
Oh, flawless filter.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Yes. So I got that. I've never tried it.
Have you ever had an acne breakout come at the worst possible time? Because I know I have. In fact, I have one right now on my chin and it's huge. And I feel like anytime I'm looking at anybody, it is all they see. And it always comes at the most inopportune times, right? Like you have a job interview, you have a big date, a wedding, or some other event, and it's going to rear its ugly head. We've all had struggles with our skin, and that's why we are excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. At Apostrophe, an expert dermatology team will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history. Then snap a few selfies. You know we love a good selfie. And a board-certified dermatologist will create your initial customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, even chestney, backne, and buttne. They treat breakouts from head to toe. I don't have terrible skin. Like, that is just something that I've been blessed with. But when I get a breakout, it is terrible. And my skin is so sensitive, and it's difficult to find good products that I can use. And, you know, trying to treat issues like dark spots and improving skin texture, like we all have our own individual goals. And that's what Apostrophe is here to help us with. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/swipingup when you use our code swipingup. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/swipingup and click begin visit. Then use our code swipingup at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's apostrophe.com/swipingup and use that code swipingup to get your first dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Okay, anyway, I just went and grabbed it because I do want to try it. And I'm trying to find that Becca dupe, right? So the only difference, because people were messaging me asking me if I found a Becca dupe. So it looks very similar, but it's a little bit tackier.
Yes. So, I mean, that is like the idea behind it, is that it's like a tinted primer, kind of. Like some people will use it and wear it alone if they're looking for something that's just like very, very light and natural. They'll wear that with some powder and like, that's it. Okay. I love the Flawless filter, and Elf Cosmetics just came out with what's supposed to be a dupe, and I am trying to hunt it down so that I can try it and compare it. I'm excited.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, this is really pretty. I like it. But I love the Beckett one because it has the slightest scent to it that I really like. And then this one doesn't have a scent really at all, unless I have COVID and I can't smell. But
it doesn't.
It looks very similar. And it's like I said, it's just a little bit tackier than the Beckett one. To me is more like a moisturizer slash just, it is perfect. I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going to find it. I really need them to make that again.
I love.
Why did Becca even go under? What was the deal with that? Why did she decide to retire? Because that was rude.
I think the company was financially not in a good spot, but I'm not sure. I don't remember all the details, you know.
So annoying. Yes, I'm just aggravated because I've literally bought so many trying and nothing.
Rude. Okay, well, the last thing that I have that I wanted to talk about was Sophia Bush's wedding. Did you see any of the photos?
No, she was like engaged or wasn't she married or something?
Okay, so, and you should know this since you're an actress, but she was on one.
I was on One Tree Hill with her. I did a scene with her in the airport and she was not that kind. But whatever, continue.
No. Really?
She was kind of, her and Hillary Burton was first class snooty bitch.
Okay, well, that
Sophia
is.
Sophia Bush was like right below her, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, though.
Hold on.
Maybe they just didn't like me. I don't know.
The roadcaster just went flying. Okay, so Sophia Bush was originally married to her co-star. Why can't I think of his name?
I don't know.
Chad Michael Murray.
She was?
Yes, girl. So she was married to Chad Michael Murray, who was obviously also on One Tree Hill. And for a while was America's heartthrob, you know? And he, I guess, if I remember correctly, he cheated on her. Like their relationship was really volatile. I know their divorce was super ugly and it made filming the show really difficult too. So like there's a scene where the two characters are breaking up and or have broken up, and she says like she was actually crying. Like the words that she was saying to him were how she was really feeling, because they broke them up in the script because they were getting divorced in real life and it was so volatile and contentious. Yeah. So it was a whole thing. But she got married and he's an investment banker or something, a real estate investor.
Let me look.
So he is, entrepreneur and real estate investor, Grant Hughes. So they met on a trip to Nicaragua 10 years ago. And then they were friends for a while. And then they like grew closer and they started dating. And he's from Oklahoma originally. So they got married in Tulsa and they treated it as like a way to kind of showcase the city and raise money for different organizations within the city. And they kind of made it like a charitable affair, so to speak. But when I tell you her...
Is this floral dress? That's her wedding dress?
That was her actual wedding gown.
Wow.
Which to me, I know obviously it is like very untraditional. I thought it was exquisite. She looked
really pretty.
So beautiful in it.
Yeah.
But she had all kinds of dresses and outfits through the whole wedding. They the dress code for the night before the wedding was elevated cowboy. So she have you seen that photo?
I'm looking at all of them now. Is it the disco ball looking thing? Turns out 47. No, I don't see it.
No, so the disco ball looking dress she wore after the wedding.
Okay.
That was like an after party dress. So hold on. I'm screenshotting this to you right now. So
I liked her photo. Just extending the olive branch. Perhaps we could turn a new leaf. 15 years later, maybe she was just, you know, young and immature. And that's why she was snooty back in the day.
But you're ready to be friends with her?
Yeah, I am. I think it's time. Oh!
So, and the back, oh my gosh. So it's this, like, very flowy white gown. It's high neck. She wore, like, the flat brimmed hat. Mm-hmm. It's open back, which I thought was really, like, a very beautiful, what's the right word? Like, juxtaposition? I don't know. To, like, the front of it, which was, like, high neck, and she had the Western-styled belt. I just thought it was very cool.
She didn't post any of these on Instagram. That's so rude.
So rude. So Vogue, if you go to Vogue's website, they did a whole write-up about the wedding and talked about all the behind the scenes leading up to it. It's actually a really nice piece. And they shared some really gorgeous photos. So.
Wow. Yes. I'm like, oh, that is really pretty in the back.
Isn't that beautiful? It's kind of like, it almost is like a reverse cape. That's really what it kind of looks like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. You know, the way that they're standing reminds me of the pitchfork, the old man and the old lady pitchfork photo. What's that? The farmer and the wife?
Yeah.
The farmer and the Dale?
Yeah. Yes. No, I know what you're talking about. But the only thing that I can think of when I think of that photo is when Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie replicated
it. I love it. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And I love it with her belt. That's really pretty. She's so freaking pretty. And she's
gorgeous.
40. Like, I don't look like that in a few years when I'm 40.
But like all the guests were, if you go to Vogue and look at it, they were all on theme. I mean, they committed, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the commitment. Yeah, I
love
that.
We love a costume party slash theme. Mm-hmm. Love that.
But her wedding gown was a Monique Coulier dress.
Yeah.
And don't come for me if I mispronounced it. But it's this like beautiful printed dress. It's a white dress with a train for days. And
weeks even.
Basically, she wanted it to look like a Midwestern sunset. She wanted to pay homage to that. And so that was like the colors of the flowers and everything like that. Well, now I'm sending you a photo of the like the train. Anyways, exquisite, beautiful. I stan. I love it. I love a good fashion moment. So,
you know, yes, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it on your wedding day. Yeah, that's so beautiful. She did post that one on Instagram. That's really pretty. Wow. I love big dresses and I cannot lie. And that's everything. Yeah. Okay. Did you happen to catch Andrea Bessen? I can't remember. Am I saying that right? Andrea Bessen?
Yeah. You're saying it right.
I love her. And y'all know we've talked about her before. She lives in Charlotte, and did you catch her story the other night when there was a fight?
Yes, and I was like screaming at my phone to get inside.
Right. Yes, okay. So she was sitting in her apartment, and outside downstairs, I guess she's like, I don't know what floor she's on. She's up a little bit, but outside below her apartment, there's a fight going on, people yelling, and then all of a sudden, shots are fired. And she's like right there. She's like, I've never heard it that close before. Like, and Veda, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Trying to blow the cover. She's like, oh, oh. She's like, shut up.
Yeah. So her she's got this little French bulldog who's so cute, but she's like out on the balcony barking at them, fighting down below. And I'm like, this bitch, get the dog inside. I was dying.
I know. I was like scared for her. She needed to get her butt inside. Love you. Good night. Go telling him good night. For the second time. But yeah, I was like, I would be too chicken to do that. Cause I mean, girl, no, bullets be flying.
Yeah.
So.
No, super scary. I think about that all the time. Like, I live in a good area and I will hear
but
pops.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But I will hear pops and I'm like, is that a gun?
I know.
But like, how do you even tell? Like, how can you even tell, really, from like a distance? You know what I mean? Like, is it fireworks? Yeah. Is it a car backfiring? Or is it a gunshot? Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows?
Wait, is it at gun range and they're firing test shots? Is it like, what is it? What right. kind of firing are we hearing? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that was really scary. And I was the same. I was watching it and I was like, no, she is not.
Filming
like,
it.
I love that. She was a news reporter.
She was.
Doing the most for us to like really stay live action from the living room. She should have grabbed a shoe and started reporting. But had they seen her, girl, bye. Like, what?
Right.
Nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am curious. I do want to know, how did it end?
Yeah.
I didn't get a resolution. So I'm going to need a follow up.
Thing, well, the last video was, holy shit, those things were so close. I've never heard of that. And it just went, she was done.
That's it. You're going to leave us hanging with that?
Right. Girl, you got to come back.
We need to know. You didn't get shot up.
Right. Yeah, this is a topic packed show. It's been a while since we've had something like this.
It was.
Proud of us. I'm really proud of us.
And from the comfort of my guest bed.
Right. From the comfort of our studio with the pink. Do you see me glowing pink?
I do. I mean, it is a whole vibe over there.
It really is a vibe. Maggie's still in here. I'm pink. I have our light on. And, you know, I just miss you. And next time you'll be over here too.
I can't wait to pick out rugs with you.
I know. we're really taking it to the next level. Let's pick out rugs together.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to yet another glorious episode of Swiping Up.
Episode.
No interruptions, no technical difficulties.
It was really nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all are the best for sticking with us. Let's be honest.
We love you, mean it. Hop on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, leave us some words of affirmation. You guys know we love that so much. You can call or text into the hotline if you need to vent or if you need some advice. 919-867-6776. And as always, you know, we love you. See you next week.
I thought you were about to say, as always, don't forget to embrace the basic. I was like, are we taking it back old school?
We could. Should
you
we?
Caught me off guard. Let's just try it once. You ready?
And as always,
don't forget to hashtag embrace the basic. Bye, guys.
Wow, what a bust.
Was rusty.
What a bust.
Rusty.
Bye.
Bye.